Call the board back in session. May we have the next case, please?
Case number 11,358, Robert C. Burns, Jr., northeast of Road 299 Bay Farm Road and being northeast of Timber Creek Lane, 1,200 feet northeast of Shoreview Boulevard and being lot 239 within Long Neck Shores. Tax map ID is District 234, map 29, parcel 1,150, a variance from the rear yard setback requirements.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Ron Simmons, 16083 New Road, Lewis, Delaware. Just a correction, I believe she referred to me as Robert. My name is Albert.
Okay.
Excuse the voice, I'm a little sick.
That's okay. Okay, and what's your last name?
Burns.
Burns. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies.
Could you explain to the board your request, please?
Yeah, I'm Ron Simmons with Patio Systems. On behalf of Al Burns and his wife, we're hoping to be able to build a small sunroom and deck on the back of their home. And they have a situation where they're very close to the setback to begin with. And their lot converges. Can we pass those out? May I pass out some pictures, a packet?
Yes, you hand them down to the secretary, please. I think you turned the air on.
Feels good.
Huh?
Feels good.
Yeah, I have to pass them all out.
You can say underwear.
So the situation is that, well, I'll wait until you get those, but basically the lot is pie-shaped, and in the back of the lot, it's curved, so it's not even a square pie, it's curved around. So the rear setback, which is 6 feet from the back of the house, actually cuts across and curves around. And what they have now is two sets of steps. The house is elevated quite a bit, and they have two sets of steps, which have many steps coming down from two different patio doors. And there's a couple photos in that packet that show the situation. And so they have an absolutely unusable space back there. Can't put even a grill because the yard itself slopes down two or three feet. And they're actually backing to a little pond. I guess it's an artificial pond in the neighborhood. There's no one behind them. There's houses to the left and to the right of them. Where we're proposing to build actually is facing this pond on the rear. And I think if you want, there's some pictures of that. But the problem is they're so close to the setback because of the irregularity of the lot that it makes a challenge. We can't even build a sunroom or a deck of any usable size within the setback that's there now. And so what we tried to do is scale everything down, just kind of squeeze it in, but we're still asking for a variance of a couple feet. I'm not sure how many feet. I think it goes maybe within close to 1 foot of the actual property line at the furthest corner. And then we even have to get steps down to grade, so there's multiple steps that would be required to get down to from the deck to the backyard. So as far as addressing the standards, the uniqueness of the lot is because it's shaped funny and it's got this curved rear, and it already had a very minimal setback when Mr. Burns and his wife bought the property. And what it's doing is creating a situation where they have like no usable back space whatsoever. They just have two sets of steps coming down to a sloped yard. Even if they were going to try to put a patio there on grade, it would have to be like terrace. It would have to have a retaining wall. And the steps themselves, as you can see from the photos, would take up most of the available space just because of the the number of steps and the fact that there's two sets of them. The really no other way under, you know, otherwise be developed. There's really no other place on the property that they could build a deck or a little room just to sit out and enjoy the outdoors. You can't put it on the sides. It would be crazy to do that. Of course, the front's out of the question. The only reasonable relief would be a variance on the rear setback. The applicant, of course, bought the home, and they didn't create the problem. It was, you know, when you buy a home, you're not really looking at, you know, would I be able to build a deck? I mean, on the back, I think they were looking at the house and the amenities of the home and didn't realize that they were so close in the rear. So the applicant, I believe, did not create the situation in terms of the weird shape of the property. As far as altering the character of the neighborhood, there's really no one. He's got letters from other homeowners within the area that no one objects to it. In fact, no one's hardly even going to see it because the way the property curves and the other lots are surrounding to the other sides of it. But as far it won't, he's not backing up to anybody, so it won't vary the character, the quality of the neighborhoods on the rear of the house can't be seen from the street. As far as the minimum variance, I mean, we've made everything as small as we can and still have a very small deck and a very small room. I mean, we're talking about a sunroom that's only like 11-foot projection. And then the next thing we have to fit is the steps which go next to it, which are 3-foot steps coming down. It's about 10 steps to get to the ground. So we're asking for a minimal amount of relief based on their desire to be able to enjoy their backyard.
All right, sir. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. And I'll start with you, Mr. Workman, first.
Yeah, this picture, we got the string line where the building's going to go. On these pictures, you got a string line on it.
That's correct. Yeah, Mr. Burns did.
I did that, yes. That's an outline.
Sir,
you can come up here.
You need to come up. We have a record.
That's an outline that I laid out of where the deck, the footprint of the deck would be. So but it's going to be high up in the air.
High up in the air, but where it's set back out farther, is that your deck, or is that your, on this end here, when it comes out farther, is that the deck, or this is the end of the deck?
That's the end of the sunroom where your finger is down.
Right, that's the sunroom? Okay,
the far end there is where the deck would come out, and that L-shaped indentation is actually, I didn't lay out where the steps would go because I wasn't sure how wide he wanted to make the steps. Okay. I was just out there with string trying to figure out where it's going to fit.
And the L-shape is where the steps going to go down at?
It'll come down there, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. I can't put the steps. We were going to put a landing around it and have the steps on the side, but we have covenants in the community that doesn't allow building beyond the side dimensions of the house, so I couldn't put the steps out. I had to put them in the back. I had to fit them in, so we had to shrink the room in order to fit steps in there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's a plot there that shows the proposal where it's sketched in red, showing the property, the setback boundary. I don't know if you gentlemen have this.
Sir, we do.
Okay. So that's like kind of where the steps are.
Feel something like this.
Yeah, and that's just much smaller than that.
Yeah, okay.
But yes, that's the kind of the idea.
Thank you.
Mr. Rickard?
No questions.
Hey, Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And Mr. Mills?
Yes, Ms. Thibodeau. This property has a 5-foot rear yard setback, is that correct?
It has a 6-foot rear yard setback in Longneck Shores.
So we're to assume that the house itself is 6 feet from the rear property line. I see 3.84, which I...
That would be the new...
For the deck.
For the new.
Yeah.
The house is from the corner 6 feet, right on, dead on, at the furthest point.
It appears in the survey that the end of the steps will be 1 foot from the property line?
That's correct.
Okay, so you would need a 5-foot. Okay.
Do you have a question, sir?
Yeah, I do. Backing up to a stormwater management pond, is there ever any problems with flooding?
That would be.
Yeah, there's two retention ponds, one immediately behind me, then there's an undeveloped wooded area and another pond behind that. The ponds are controlled, like when we had the hurricane the other year, they drained them down to like 6 inches, and the ponds themselves are only about a foot or a foot and a half deep. Even on a heavy rain, we might get a 6-inch rise in them That's about it. We've never had any flooding back there at all. I've been there since October of 2012.
I have nothing further.
All righty.
It's an amazing house. SWM looks like swim.
No. Okay. Hearing no further.
On the survey. On the survey, I thought it was swim area. It's stormwater management area.
Yeah, that's WM. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in opposition.
Okay. Would you read it, please?
On behalf of DM Holdings Incorporated and as board members of the Homeowners Association for Long Neck Shores, please accept this letter in opposition to the variance request from the rear yard setback requirements filed by Albert C. Burns Jr. The declaration of restrictions intentionally preclude the construction of improvements within the area in which this lot is located. Although we were unable to attend, we respectfully request this letter be submitted. Preston Lynch Dyer, Vice President.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
can we approve?
Yes.
Can I ask a question here?
Yes.
You said that was from the Homeowners Association?
It says that it's on behalf of DM Holdings Incorporated and as board members of the Homeowners Association.
Oh, that must be the developers then. Okay.
Because
we don't have a homeowners association. We haven't had the community turned over to us, which is actually in violation of the state law. They just won't turn it over to us, and they disbanded our advisory committee of residents because this point was debated with them, and it's a whole different story.
Did they give you a reason why they said? They say?
Yes, the declaration of restrictions and. Intentionally preclude the construction of improvements within the area in which this lot is located.
Declaration of restrictions.
Right, their deed restrictions, their covenants.
Yeah, deed restrictions.
Okay, I mean, that's of the builders.
Yep.
Yeah, DM Holdings is the developer, I believe.
What they're suggesting is that there are deed restrictions that don't allow you to do such. We don't enforce deed restrictions as the county doesn't.
Okay.
So that's between you and them.
Right.
But what I'm going to ask you to do for your benefit is to address the standards for granting a variance, which needs to be done anyway.
I thought that's what I was doing.
Well,
did
if
I
you,
miss something?
He did. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
yeah,
he did.
I went through uniqueness.
And how is this not created by the applicant?
Well,
right.
Because of the way the lot is pie-shaped and the rounded back, the rounded boundary on the back is an art, mm-hmm. and it cuts off the corner of where we wanted to build the deck and the sunroom, and the setback was already very very short distance. They built their house right up to the setback.
I
spoke to one of the principals of Capstone Builders, which is who built the house.
Uh-huh.
And he told me that they had gotten a large number of variances to 6 foot because of the retention ponds that they put in.
Okay.
I thought it was supposed to be 10 or 20 feet. I didn't know what the numbers were, but I didn't want to do anything until I made sure I was doing it right. But he told me not to worry about the 6 foot variance because all the homes down there have a 6 foot against the pond because the pond's cut weird and properties are all
they all have a 6 foot setback.
Yeah, and my lot, if you look on the first page that shows the diagram 239, you can see because I'm on the last part of the cul-de-sac and then I have a straight part, my lot doesn't have a square straight side to it. I mean, it's a really weird shape.
I understand, and so that I understand where that would suggest that there's some uniqueness about the property.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I also understand it may or may not alter the essential character of the property, and your request may be a minimum to afford relief. You have to address all five standards. The one that I'm not convinced of is that the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty cannot have been created by the applicant. Are you suggesting, you need to convince us that it has not been created by the applicant?
I guess my point, and I thought I hit on it, I didn't explain it clearly, is that when they bought the home, they didn't realize that the lot was shaped like that and that there was no clearance
to add a small, even a small deck back there.
Well, I will explain to you, when we bought the lot and the house was built for us, we had sliders put in the eating area off the kitchen and off the bedroom, and we were going to put a deck in all the way across. The builder was going to put it in as part of the job, and we had a house for sale, agreement of sale, that fell through a month before the house was being finished, and we told them, we had told them, no deck, we're not going to do the deck. So they said, well, we can do it for you later. I said, well, I don't know what I want to put on there, so it was left like that. So we had the big stairs that run down. But I was under the impression that the deck would fit back there because they were going to put it on for me if I wanted it.
I'm sure an 8-foot deck would fit.
Yeah, an 8-foot deck, but and I've had an 8-foot deck on the other house that I had, and you couldn't sit at the table on the deck on both sides of it because of the railing. So we knew we needed something a little bit, wider than that.
Yeah, and as a contractor, I mean, we usually try to get at least a 10 or 12 foot space. You couldn't even walk past people to get to the other end of the deck. It was
no, I understand that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You good?
Yep.
I'm ready. Hearing no other questions? Okay. Chair will entertain a motion then.
Chairman, I would move to approve case number 11,358. I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting the variance, talking about the uniqueness of the lot and in the backyard with the stormwater management pond. Don't believe the rear of the house can be developed, otherwise be developed without the variance. I don't believe it's necessarily created by the applicant with the shape of the lot and the restrictions of the development. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Yep, I have a second to that motion.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,358. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I am Mr. Galloway, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,358 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.